Welcome back. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you, being joined now by good friend of mine, Josh Vernier from 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Follow him on Twitter at JoshVernier610. He's the Royals insider for them. Of course, co-host of the Wendy's Big Show, the very first version of the Wendy's Big Show back in the day here on 1250 AM. The Fan. Josh, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good to be on with you again.
So tell me, how's FM life treating you? I mean, you go from 610 Sports on the AM dial now to the FM dial. Now they really get to hear those sultry tones of Josh Vernier even more clear than they did before.
Yeah, the limo is so much bigger. The jets are even more private. You know how radio works, man. Yeah, that FM bump is, I'm sure someone's benefiting from it, but it's not me. I think it's the city. It's good for Kansas City. It's a reflection of a growing sports city and a great football team, and hopefully a great baseball team that's making a late season push.
Limo riding, jet flying, that's the Odyssey way, baby. That's how
that's
we
right,
do things.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit. I read this piece on ESPN, and that's why I reached out to you to come on the show today. And they made a comparison for the Brewers to the 2015 Kansas City Royals. And in this piece on ESPN, it was pretty much saying, okay, what's the strength of each contending team right now in each league? And for the Brewers, it was defense. But it went on to say it probably could be bullpen too. And this writer pointed out that this Brewers team reminds them very much of the 2015 Royals. Obviously, you covered that team with good old Ned Yost, yeah, as manager, and eventually ended on going to two World Series, losing one, winning one, and celebrating. Do you see the comparisons? Does it make sense to you?
Yeah, certainly. That 2015 team had a solid, an above league average starting rotation. But in elite defense, they were elite on the base pass. They were elite in the clubhouse and the dugout as far as all tugging on the same end of the rope. And then, yeah, they turned every game in the regular season. They turned every game into a 6-inning game because you would go big three relievers in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. But once the postseason rolls around and you're getting all those additional days off, you could stretch out a reliever or two to go multiple innings. So you're only asking for 4+ out of your starting pitching. You know, it's honestly, it's a different game. You guys know in Milwaukee, I mean, the postseason baseball, for as much as, 162 is the ultimate test. Once the postseason start, the games completely change. Maybe outside of that first round, the three-game wild card and the 3 days straight, you know, that's somewhat similar to the regular season. But once you start throwing in all of those off days, it's a different game than what we're watching right now. The day-in, day-out trials and tribulations just aren't there come October. So, yeah, when you're built with a bullpen, defense, and base running, that's already a leveler of playing fields, because it doesn't matter how great the other team's starting pitcher is, how great the other team's lineup is. If you can outpitch them and you're not going to blink in the biggest moments defensively, if you're going to take that extra 90 feet on the base paths, you can beat anyone. That's what the 2015 team did, as they went through the Astros and Carlos Correa because of a defensive blunder. Then they went through Jose Bautista and the Toronto Blue Jays because of a defensive blunder by Toronto. And then in the World Series against the Mets, Daniel Murphy's booting the ball all over the place, yep, at second base. So, you know, for as much as people want to make it about the sluggers, it comes down to executing in the big moments and getting the fundamental plays executed properly. And that's what that team did, and that's what Murphy has the boys doing up there.
But this is the thing, though. This is where I struggle with the comparison. I get the bullpen comparison because, you know, with McGill, Devin Williams, they call it Mizorowski, their hotshot prospect from AAA, who's throwing like 103. I get the comparisons. This is where it ends for me. That team, with that Royals team, with, you know, Moustakas and Kane, and those guys were all experienced at the major league level when you started to make that run. This Brewers team does not necessarily have that. I mean, Garrett Mitchell hasn't stayed healthy for a full season yet. In the last 2 years, he's been up here at this point. Terang was awful last year. with the bat. Has gotten better this year, playing a Gold Glove caliber second base, fine, but still only year number two. Jackson Chourio is 20 and playing well, but still in his first year in Major League Baseball at 20. There's just a lot of young pieces and inexperienced pieces that don't have that grit and that grind on them like that Royals team did.
Yeah, but they also have the benefit of not knowing what they don't know, right? You know, these guys might not know that they're not supposed to be doing what they're doing. And I think that happened. Maybe not for the championship team of 2015, but like you mentioned, they went to the World Series the year prior in 2014, went all the way to Game 7, losing to Madison Bumgarner and the Giants. Yeah, I mean, Salvador Perez had never been in the spotlight, and he turned out to be, well, you know, the hero of the wild card game in 2014 and then the MVP of the World Series in 2015. Mike Moustakas, who you mentioned, he hit 212 in 2014. And then you get to October and the stats are cleared and he runs into five home runs as they go all the way to the World Series. So, yeah, they were experienced as far as playing together, and sure, they had, 2011 is when some broke in, and they had all of 2012 and 2013. They had big league experience, but they didn't have a lot of winning experience, big game experience, high pressure experience. And to me, all of those young players you just mentioned, just by getting to the big leagues and what has been built up there in Milwaukee, you're joining a winning culture. Moose and Haas and Kane and those guys built the winning culture in Kansas City. You let me know if I'm wrong, but I think you step into a winning culture nowadays in Milwaukee, and it's kind of absorbed inside that clubhouse of here's how we do things, even with the new manager. I think there's a certain culture of a certain expectation now with Brewers baseball where, you might not have been through the push for the postseason. You may not have been the guy in October before, but you've been preparing for it throughout your minor league career.
Talk with Josh Vernier of 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, Royals insider there, a former host of the Wendy's Big Show back in the day here on 1250 AM The Fan. From the other perspective, looking at baseball this year, and this goes for your Royals and for our Brewers, it seems pretty wide open. Like, there doesn't seem to be a team where you can go, you're going to have to get through them because they're the clear favorites. The Brewers are sitting right here, right now, with a chance to still be the one seed in the National League and definitely the two seed. The Royals are over there. The Yankees have fallen back to the pack. Is this the most wide open year we've seen in some time?
Yeah, at least I would say a decade, going back to when the Royals had the best record in the American League back in 2015. And I could easily get on my soapbox about all this because I don't think it's a good thing.
I mean,
in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it's good because of what Cleveland and Tampa and Milwaukee and now with Kansas City, what they're trying to do and win in the margins. There's no incentive anymore to build a great team. The incentive is what Jerry DePoto said this past offseason in Seattle. Our goal is to win 51% of the time, 54% of the time, I think is what he said. That's the goal, I think, of most general managers nowadays is win 54% of the time, get in the postseason, and see what happens. Baseball has ruined the regular season by letting half of the teams into almost half of the teams into the postseason because there's no incentive anymore because we've seen now back-to-back years the sixth seed in the National League get all the way to the World Series. I understand why small market teams try to emulate Cleveland, Milwaukee, and Tampa, but now you're seeing that spread out to even the big market teams where there's no need. I mean, Baltimore, look at Baltimore this year at the trade deadline. They easily should have stepped on the gas pedal, but it's just not worth it anymore. For as much as you want to win your division and get that first round bye, boy, if you gun it and you don't get that first round bye and now you need to win, 14 games to win the World Series? To me, it's silly, man. We have 162 games. You're telling me I still don't know who the five or six best teams are? You need 12 teams to make it into the postseason after watching these squads for 6 months. It's sully the regular season, which is what made this game great, in my opinion.
So the NFL is sully too? They put a ton of guys into the playoffs. The NBA, the NHL, they all do it, all for the same purpose, which is to keep fan bases interested longer in their sport and to continue to spend money in their sport.
Yeah. I do think it sullies the regular season. I just look at the battle for the final wild card spots in the NFL. I look at the battle at the final wild card spots in Major League Baseball, and those teams don't deserve to be in the postseason. I'm sorry. Listen, the NFL's 17 games. Baseball's 162. Right. It's kind of apples and oranges.
Yep.
And if you just flip on the average Major League Baseball game on a Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, you know, the building's half full. It's the supply and demand is not, it's just not there anymore. 162 games in 2024 doesn't work.
So,
I think baseball needs drastic changes. I would go to what they do in the AA ranks, where you're playing like 280-game seasons. That's how you keep fan bases all across the country interested, because I can promise you this, they're not all that dialed in right now in Chicago. They got two teams, and no one could care.
I got to ask you one more, because now it's opened it up. So are you for or against the 12-team college football playoff?
Well, I'm college football. I'm done with college football.
What?
Basically. Yeah, it's just not what what college football is at its core is what's written inside the University of Michigan's locker room. Those who stay will be champions. You make a commitment to a school and its history and its tradition. I'm all for the players getting paid and being able to move from school to school. I'm pro player. I'm pro union. But it has ruined college football because now there's no loyalty to the school.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.